Basically, when I was in the womb, the muscles grew over the amniotic fluid because there was a blockage. So what happened is there was nowhere for the fluid to go, my muscles grew around it, and when the fluid eventually got unblocked, it just left an inflated balloon, basically, for a stomach.
You were in need of a kidney transplant, which I believe you got from your dad on your 10th birthday.
Yeah.
But that kidney rejected. Now, having that happen, and to think you've got your donation and you're going to be okay, what was it like to come to the realisation that you were going to be in that waiting game all over again?
It was tough. I just started high school. I was sort of just before my exams at high school. It was tough on my dad, tough on all the family, because we'd waited for so long to get to that point, and it didn't last very long. And for it to be that young, it was very tough to think about the future and everything that was to come, and everything that would be a lot harder.
I mean, I can't imagine, but in your day-to-day life, I mean, what kind of impact does it have, both mentally and physically, for you?
Because I've had or been on dialysis from such a young age, I have managed to live with it, but there is, I work full-time. But you notice at the end of the week when I struggle to get up out of bed, it's tiring. I'm lethargic, and at the weekend when everybody's out doing things and going out, I struggle to do that because I'm just so tired from working and dialysis as well throughout the week.
How long have you been waiting for your second transplant now, and how would it transform your life if you were to find out that there was a donor kidney?
It's been since I was about 15. What's that, about 12 years, 12, 13 years? I've been on dialysis for 10 years. I don't know any different. I've grew up having to work dialysis round everything else. So I think getting a kidney and suddenly finding I've got all that free time and extra energy to actually go out at the weekends and actually feel a wee bit more normal and be able to have a better quality of life, that's what I would look forward to.
And I suppose this new campaign then, that's urging people to join the organ donor register, how important is it for people like you, but for everyone, that we consider this and think about signing up?
I think it's very important. It's one of the reasons why I'm helping out. It's with me, my chance to get a transplant at the moment is severely small. It's a very small percentage, and it has been for 10 years. But the more kidneys that are coming through, that chance gets higher. And it won't just be for kidneys, it will be for everything else, like hearts, livers. So the more people that sign up, the more people like me who at the moment haven't had any false alarms or any kidneys offered to them in the past 10 years, it gives us a little bit of hope. It gives me a little bit of hope that one day there might be something out there for me. Yeah, I think if it was someone that you cared about or someone that you loved, maybe your parents, your son, your daughter, close friend, and maybe even yourself, if you were in my shoes where you suddenly felt that you couldn't do anything and you felt really worried you couldn't work and everything like that, would you want them or yourself going through that?